The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful bud, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Political Strings. The Green Hornet strikes again. Jonathan Ward was a stout man, and after listening to his smooth, easy manner of speech and observing the bland expression on his round, florid face, one was led to wonder just what it was that gave him power as political boss in his district. But his beguiling smile didn't fool the man who sat beside Ward's massive desk in his sumptuous office and listened as Boss Ward talked.
Carter, the primary is getting close. That young fellow, Franklin Norwell, with his ideas of reform, is going to give our candidate a very close race.
Yes, that's right. We're doing all we can to swing things our way.
I see you feel the same way about Norwell.
That's right, I do, Mr. Ward.
We must do something about it.
Yes. We've got to keep Hood in the mayor's office. He's been mighty useful to us.
Hood can't win. Norwell is as good as elected. And, Cutty, we're going to get on the bandwagon.
What do you mean?
We shall withdraw our support of Hood. We'll back Franklin Norwell.
What? But, Mr. Ward, Norwell's definitely based his campaign on the fact that he's
honest. I know. From now until he's elected, we're a bunch of reformists. After that...
Norwell is honest. We can't handle him as we've handled Hood.
Get things moving behind young Norwell, Carter. As for the rest, just leave all that to me. Now get some publicity out to the newspapers right away.
Down and Hood, who's all good and like it, get beaten anyhow so they can get on the bandwagon.
What?
Oh, Michael, you can't say that again.
Take that again, Axford.
Well, you know the Ward machine.
Yes. Ward and his men have been backing Mayor Hood for re-election.
Not since this morning.
What? You mean to say that Ward has changed sides?
That's what I told you. He's come out with all his weight to boost young Frank Norwell.
Norwell's a Sentinel candidate.
Well, politics makes strange bedfellows. Imagine being on the same side as Jonathan Ward.
I thought Norwell was a good guy. I thought he was on the level.
Well, the Daily Sentinel calls him clean-cut, sincere, and honest.
If he's backed by Jonathan Ward, he can't be so hot.
I wonder how he feels about Ward's backing.
Maybe I could find out, Reed. How'd it be if I was to call on him?
Good. Go ahead. Go and see Norwell. And if you can't get to him, let me know. Find out if he's made any kind of a deal with Jonathan Ward.
That I will, Reed. I'm on my way. You see, Mr. Norwell, we got to know the facts. If you expect any more cooperation from the Daily Sentinel, that is.
Mr. Axford, believe me when I say that Ward's move is as much of a surprise to me as it is to everybody else. No one from his headquarters has approached me about it at all.
Well, are you going to accept his backing?
Frankly, I want to be elected. I'm neither going to accept nor reject it. I'll continue my campaign along the lines it's been going, and my aims and promises will not change. I give my word on that.
Well, I guess that's fair enough. I report what you say.
You can quote me. Hood was elected mayor with Jonathan Ward's backing. He's been paying for that backing with favors at the expense of the taxpayer.
That's it, by golly, Norwell. You hit it right on the nose.
If Ward expects any such favors from me, he's due for a disappointment.
No, you're talking, lad. That's the stuff. Now, what was it you said I was to quote? Say it again, will you? Take it slow so I can write it down.
I shall neither accept nor reject the support of Jonathan Ward.
Here you are, sir. Reformed candidate replies to Ward machine. Here you are, sir. Read all about it. That's the paper.
I'm neither going to accept nor reject Ward's support. I shall continue my campaign along the lines it's been going. And my aims and promises will not change. I give my word on that. You know, Carter, young Norwell has determination and brains. This statement will hold the support he already has, and he's not rejecting ours.
I know, Mr. Ward, but reading between the lines, I'd say that's a repudiation of our offer to support him.
What else did you expect from a chap like Norwell?
But I don't see what benefit there is to us in switching our support to Norwell. He'll get in, but he won't listen to anything we might want him to do after he is elected mayor.
Carter, you've been with me a long time. But you haven't learned one thing, that I never do anything without thinking it over, nor without a motive.
But, Mr. Ward, in this case...
In this case, the first thing is to see that Norwell gets in. Then, Carter, I'll show you how easily I'll swing him into line. Now get busy, and leave Norwell's future actions to me.
All right, Mr. Ward. I'll start the ball rolling for Norwell right away. He's as good as elected right now.
Okay, I'll take it to him. Here's the latest report, Gunnigan. 472 precincts.
Well, what time you got, Axford?
Who, me? Oh. It's about 9 o'clock.
9, huh? The turns are coming in faster than usual.
Norwell slipped a little bit.
Between you and me, Ward's backing him did him more harm than good.
You know, Gunnigan, that's just what I was telling Reed. I was saying that
what... from the radio station wants to know if you're dead around here.
Here, take him this. 472 precincts heard from.
Okay, I'll tell him.
I was telling Reed
that
what...
Hey, how do you like this, Gunnigan? Norwell's piled up a lead of 500 and some votes.
How many you got there?
550 precincts.
It looks to me like Norwell, hands down.
Have we got a man at Hood's headquarters?
Yes, Larry. Get him on the phone and keep the line open. Just keep talking. If Norwell keeps piling up, Hood's likely to concede in half an hour.
Right.
You, Jeffries, take this over to the broadcaster. Fine thing, this business, to help on radio spread the news so people don't have to buy a paper. Axford, do you want something?
Well, a little while ago in Reed's office, I was saying
is
that...
Is he still here?
Sure he is. He's in his office. I was telling him that
now, wait a minute. Hey, Josephine, get the boss.
Coming in fast, Gunnigan.
How many precincts now?
900.
Okay. Hello, boss. It's going to be Norwell. Yeah, he's running further ahead all the time. Looks like the kid's in. I don't know whether to be glad or sorry. Axford, stop pouring those papers on my desk. Yeah, Axford's still hanging around. Okay, I'll tell him. Axford.
Huh?
Reed says stick around. He's going to take you calling.
Okay. You know, Gunnigan, I was telling Reed there's something funny about Jonathan Ward back in young Norwood.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought...
Hey, Joe, you got that line open to Hood's headquarters?
Yeah, Lowry's on the line now.
Hood going to concede?
I'll find out how it looks.
What's he say, Gunnigan?
Didn't you hear him?
I mean Reed. What's he want of me?
As soon as Norwood's in, he's going over to his headquarters.
Yeah? Golly, that's great. I'd better get some pencils and paper. The chances are I'll have to interview Norwell.
Not my pencils. Put those down.
Yeah, right, Chief. The stuff sure comes fast with those voting machines in the job.
You're telling me.
Hey, the guy over at the microphone wants to know if there's any coffee left.
No, send the office boy out for another pan.
Well, how about some sandwiches? We're getting hungry.
Gunnigan, grab your phone. This is it. Larry says Hood's throwing in the towel.
Hey, put him on. Hello, Larry. Let's have it. Take it, Sam. I'll repeat what Larry says. Just a minute, Larry. Pete. Go tell Mr. Reed it's all over and the Sentinel's man is in. We can let the presses roll. Okay, Larry, shoot. Hood conceded the election of Franklin Norwell at 9:07 when returns from over half the city had been reported. Failing in his run for re-election, the incumbent mayor made the following statement. Quote, I wish my successor the best of luck.
That far election returns, Mayor Hood concedes.
Here you are, lady.
Reform candidate elected.
Here you are, sir.
Franklin Norwell elected mayor. Set the election.
Suffering snake read. Norwell's campaign headquarters is like a clam bake.
Well, this will all die down a few minutes, Oxford. Then we'll see what Norwell has to say.
Look, he's going into the inside office where it's private. Maybe we could catch him in there without all these stooges hanging around.
Well, come on, Oxford. We'll speak to the girl. She seems to be the custodian of the sanctum sanctorum.
Okay.
Well, I suppose we'll have to wait until that overstuffed man moves aside. Oxford.
Huh?
Back looks familiar.
Suffering snakes, read. He does it that. That's Jonathan Ward.
Come on, let's edge over.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ward. But Mr. Norwell said he didn't wish to be disturbed by anyone for the next few minutes. He wants to be alone while he telephones his mother long distance.
I'm quite sure, young lady, he'll see me.
He specifically mentioned you, sir.
Just take this note to him.
Well, all right. I'll give him the note.
You tried to get on the bandwagon?
Eh? Oh, your name is Axford, isn't it?
That it is. And by golly, it's going to be interesting now to see what happens to a lot of guys that have been holding down soft jobs.
Eh?
I was...
Well, young lady, what did Mr. Mayor have to say when he read my note?
Well, he said for you to go right in, Mr. Ward.
Thank you, young lady. Thank you very much. Well, Axford, drop into my office sometime. Let's get better acquainted.
By golly, Reed, what do you make of that? Don't that look like there's something between Ward and Norwell?
Yes, Axford, it does. I'd like to know more about it. Well, we should be able to see Norwell in a few minutes.
I do appreciate the support your paper gave me, Mr. Reed. And I propose to live up to all of the things you said of me.
I'm glad to hear that, Norwell. For a time, I wondered.
You wondered?
Yes. When I saw Jonathan Ward go into your office.
Oh.
Do you care to discuss his visit?
No comment.
No, hold on, Mr. Norwell. Our public is going to want to know if Jonathan Ward can swing you around his finger like he always did with Hood.
No comment, Mr. Axford.
Are you going to reappoint Ward to the job he holds?
No comment.
No comment, no comment, no comment. What's back of it, Axford?
Reed, that's what I'd sure like to know. Where do you go now, Reed? To the apartment?
Yes, I think I shall, Axford. No reason to go back to the office.
Well, do you mind dropping me at cop's headquarters? I might as well see what Burke thinks about the election.
No comment, Cato. That's all he'd say.
Well, no comment sometimes says much, Mr. Britt.
Yeah. Norwell would have denied any obligation to Jonathan Ward if he could. The fact that he made no comment is proof that Ward's put pressure on him. But how? What kind of pressure? Let's have a look at that phone book.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Mr. Britt.
I have an idea. May work. Let's see. W's. W-A-N. Ward, here we are. John, Jonas, Jonathan. What time is it?
Oh, just after midnight. Mr. Ward probably not at home this early on election night.
All the better. I'd rather have him not at home.
Well, Norwell probably at home. He's not a night owl.
Norwell won't be out as late as Ward. Hello, is this Jonathan Ward's residence? No, I didn't expect to catch him this early, but I'd like to talk to him before morning. What time do you expect him? Well, 3? Well, that's all right. Ask him to phone Frank Norwell at 3. Yes, of course, at home. Thanks.
Mr. Britt, I not understand.
You will, Cato.
But why is Mr. Ward to telephone Mr. Norwell at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Because, Cato, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's going to tell the Green Hornet what kind of an axe he's holding over Norwell's head.
Mayor. It's a lot of responsibility.
Election final. Landslide victory for reform tickets. We all are calling central final victory.
Landslide victory. Yes, landslide victory. That's what the papers call it. Reform ticket. If the people only knew what a double cross the new mayor is going to give them. Oh, the phone.
Stand still, Norwell.
Huh? What? That mask.
Steady.
The Green Hornet. What does this mean? Don't tell me you're working with...
With whom?
No one.
Norwell, I'm going to answer your phone, and I don't want interference. This gas won't hurt
No,
you.
No!
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who is this?
Listen to me, Warden. I've got to whisper. I don't want to wake anyone up.
What do you want? What do you want, Norwell?
Just this. I've been thinking everything over very carefully since the returns came in. I've reached a decision.
You needn't bother making any decisions, Norwell. I'll make them for you.
That's what I wanted to tell you. You won't.
What's that?
I said you won't make any decisions for me.
Have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't lost my mind. I've made it up. You can go to blazes. I want no part of you. Well, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do, eh? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Perhaps you thought I was bluffing about your father.
Maybe you were bluffing about father. How do I know you weren't?
Listen, you young upstart. You'll find out I wasn't bluffing.
You wouldn't dare go through with what you said.
Oh, you'll see, Norwell. You'll see whether or not I dare go through.
Is father alive right now?
I told you he was.
Maybe you've already disposed of him.
I said he was alive.
I've got to have proof.
What kind of proof do you expect?
A note from him.
You saw a note from him?
He might have been killed after he wrote that note.
He wasn't.
I want another note, Ward. Have him write another note over the headline of the Daily Sentinel, last edition. That'll prove he's alive right now.
You'll get that note in the morning.
I want it before morning.
But it's after 3 o'clock right now.
What of it?
All right, I'll see what I can do.
So that's it. I've got Norwell's father. Sorry, Norwell. I'll put you on the bed. You'll probably be out for another hour or so. Get going, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Straight ahead to the corner, then to the right. We've got to get to Jonathan Ward's house in a hurry.
Mr. Britt, was the mission successful?
It was. Ward came through. He spilled it, Cato.
Oh, that's good. What was axe over head of Norwell?
Ward has Frank's father.
Abduction?
Yes. Turn here. Straight ahead. Last house on this road.
Ward made threats against father's life?
That's about the size of it.
Will you know where father is held?
Nobody going to find out. If we're not too late, Jonathan Ward will tell me.
Impetuous young fool. About
time you got back.
To get the last edition of the Daily
Sentinel. All right, Carter,
all right. Here it is.
You're sure this is the last edition?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at this headline. This is all we'll need. We've got to make the old man write a note to his crusading young son, the fair-haired boy, right above this headline.
That won't be so tough, will it?
No, but it makes me boil to have to go to all this trouble in the middle of the night. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't afraid to take a chance on Norwell.
Afraid?
I don't want him to blow off to reporters the first thing in the morning.
Oh.
Give me a couple of days with him and I'll have him well in line. Meanwhile, we'll have to humor him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the headline, Carter. Take it out to Beasley Senator.
Doc Beasley will raise Mary Ned when I get him out of bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that old quack. Remind him who's financing his place. He'd be peddling shoestrings if I didn't keep him going.
I'll be back in an hour.
I'll wait up for you. Wait up for him. 3 o'clock in the morning.
You'll wait a long time.
Watch it.
How does it feel to be afraid, Ward?
Green Hornet.
That's right.
Yeah. If you think I'm afraid of a cheap crook with a mask...
I don't think you're afraid of me, but wait until the police get you.
Police get me? I'm not a housebreaker, but you are.
The window in the adjoining room was quite convenient.
What do you want?
I just wanted to know where you were holding Norwell's father, and I heard you say Beasley Sanitarium. And that's where I'm going. Goodbye, Ward. I'll go out through the door.
But wait, listen to me. What are you after?
I'll meet your pal at Beasley's place.
Well, if all that... Got away. Well, here's where I get a reward. Operator, give me police headquarters and hurry.
Hey, boss, who's this here? That car.
Shut up, shut up. Hello, police headquarters.
Jonathan Ward speaking. Now listen to this and get it straight. The Green Hornet is on the post road heading for a place called Beasley Sanitarium. Get out there and you can catch him.
The Green Hornet, holy smoke.
Yes, yes, this is Jonathan Ward. You can check back on the number if you want. And don't say I never did you a favor. Steve, get on that phone and call Beasley. Tell him the Green Hornet's on the way and perhaps the police. Get old Norwell out of sight.
Right.
Don't do it.
What the...
The Hornet.
You again. You left a second ago.
My car did. I tried that convenient window again.
But what...
Thanks for calling the police.
What do you want now?
I came to use your phone, with or without permission.
Steve, get him.
Right.
I hope you try it.
Yes.
You too, Ward.
No, no, I...
Operator, police headquarters, and hurry.
Let it ring, Bert. Let someone else answer it. We got to get going for the Green Hornet.
But I got to get the phone expert. Police headquarters. Sergeant Burke speaking.
Mr. Ward forgot to tell you that you'll have to go through the Beasley place. The Hornet may be inside before you get there.
Right.
What was it, Burke?
Guy calling for Ward. Says the Hornet's got a big start. Come on.
A big start, you say?
We got to go through Beasley place. Hey, Joe, get the boys and come with us.
Bring the riot guns. We got to take over Beasley Sanitarium.
Quiet, Ashford. You just came here by courtesy. I'll give the orders.
Then give them.
Bring the riot guns. We got to take over Beasley Sanitarium.
Come on. We're after the Green Hornet.
If I sign this paper, write a note on it, as you say, what then?
No promises, Norwell. You just write a note to your son so he'll know you're alive.
How long do you propose to keep me in this awful place?
That's up to the boss.
You can't keep me here indefinitely. You'll kill me sooner or later.
Go ahead and write that note, or I'll suggest that Beasley operate in the morning.
That noise. Noise.
There must be a new patient coming in. Some of them put up more of a fight than you did.
I'll write the note.
Say, this room is
police.
Where is that Green Hornet?
What are you talking about?
Get me out of here. Help me.
You shut up.
I won't shut up.
I'll show you.
You.
Listen, this old man's crazy. He's my father.
That's a lie. Get me out of here. Take me to my son. I've been held here for 3 days.
He's crazy, I tell you. Ask the Lucians that he's...
My son is Franklin Norwell. Here, look, this headline.
Holy crow. Norwell's old man.
Whoa.
And that's Weasel Face Carter, Jonathan Ward's right-hand man.
Ward abducted me. He's trying to make my boy take orders.
Well, stay where you are.
Like one, let me go.
I'll fix this lug.
Good one, Ashford.
Now, where at is that Green Hornet?
Bring him on. I'm in a fighting mood, and I want action. Get Beasley. Get them all. This place is a private jail operated by Jonathan Ward.
Come on, boys. Let's take the place apart and see what we can find. All right,
come on. 5 a.m.
Here, Gunnigan. Some hot coffee.
Casey, you still hanging around?
Oh, it's been fun watching the returns come in.
Fun, my eye. As far as I was concerned, the election was over when Norwell got in. The dribbles from outstate are duller than market reports.
Yeah, hold your cup and I'll pour some coffee.
And speaking of Norwell, what do you think of that guy?
Oh, why?
He's a stick in the mud. After the way we rolled him to the mayor's job, he won't even give us a statement. No comment was all he said. No comment.
Oh.
How do you like that? We were all set for a statement that was smash all over the front page.
Who interviewed him after Mr. Reed tried it?
Four men tried to get him to talk. No comment. I wish this job I had a stick in it.
You know, that's odd.
I spent 5 hours setting up a statement of policy, a statement that hit straight from the shoulder, a statement that would put Jonathan Ward and his machine in rat holes, a statement that would make the people of this town feel that at last that they had a man that would do things. And did he sign that statement? No. What did he say? No comment. Oh, why don't I quit this business and raise turnips or something?
Oh, don't take it so hard, Gunnigan.
Or better still, why don't I own the paper and go out nightclubbing until 5 a.m., then drop in on my way home and say goodnight, slaves, like the boss.
Huh?
Look, coming in pretty soft.
Oh, Mr. Reed.
Quiet around here, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is, boss.
Still around this case? You'd better take tomorrow off.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, nothing special, eh?
No, outstate's running in the groove. Boss, isn't there some way you can get Norwell to sign that statement so that we can hit the streets with it and the bulldog?
Norwell wouldn't comment.
Ah, nuts. Oh, well. Yeah? No, nothing new. Let him roll. Paper be flat as a pancake without that statement from Norwell.
Hey, gotta get
Miss Axford.
Look what I got. Hi, Reed. Oh, golly, I'm glad you're here. Hiya, Casey.
Have you been in a fight?
That I have, Reed. And oh, brother, you should see Weasel Face Carter.
Who?
Listen, Reed. Gunnigan, all of you, listen. We went out for the Green Hornet, but we didn't get him.
You call that news?
Wait. We got to Doc Beasley Sanitarium, and what do you think? Who did we find there but Norwell's father?
Frank Norwell's father?
Yeah. He knew Jonathan Ward. And Ward told him to come to the city and to Beasley's place on account of Frank was hurt bad and being held there.
When?
2 days ago. And when he got there, he was held a prisoner. Beasley's been in a racket all along, holding people there against their will.
Wait, Axford, I don't want to miss this. Hold the press. Hang on to this line a minute. Copy, get over here. Larry, come here and get some stuff for rewrite.
Holy crow.
Give out, Axford.
Well, Ward told Norwell that if he didn't take orders, he'd never see his old man alive.
Whoa.
Go on, I got that.
The cops were there with me. They nailed Carter, then they went to Ward's house. He'd been gassed by the Hornet, but he come to, and Norwell's father brought the charges against him.
Ward is in jail?
Yes, he is. Had 3 or 4 guys with him, including Doc Beasley.
Head down that front page and stand by for a replay.
What about Norwell, the mayor?
What's he say? Did you see him?
Yeah, and he'd been gassed by the Hornet, too.
No.
Yes, he said Ward had an axe over his head. But now, by thunder, he talked.
His statement. Maybe we can get him to sign it.
This is it.
Michael!
I could kiss you.
That's top news for the press services.
Right, boss. Go on, you slaves. Get those typewriters going. Oh, brother. Norwell's statement. Ward's downfall. An old man's abduction. Beasley's racket exposed. Where's that guy that writes the headlines?
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. Now, here's a special program note. Plan to join the millions who will hear the sensational Bing Crosby program tomorrow night. It's a minstrel show starring Bing, Al Jolson, and John Charles Thomas. Remember, that's tomorrow night. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.